And good morning, everybody. How you all doing? CA at the Rim here at beautiful Faith Studio 1 in central downtown Fort Worth. Welcome. We normally call it Encouraging Thursdays, but we're changing it up a little bit this week. It's called Encouraging Wednesdays, and we got some encouraging music. Plus, I have about 8 texts of prayers I need your help on. We're going to start off with 4 of them right now, but before we do, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, gang, feel free. You can always email me here at the studio anytime, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. When you do that, check that like button. And we have a deal called Text a Prayer. If you want to text a prayer to me, click on station information, and our phone number is there for you to text a prayer. Okay, and we're on all major podcasting networks and syndicated on iHeartRadio. There you go. All right, just a little under 2 weeks, about a week and a few days after this week, and then it will be Christmas, celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In fact, I want you to remember every day we should be celebrating our Savior and what He has done for us. All right, let's go to our first text of prayer out of the 4. 1 out of 4, we're going to start it off with the first one. Mary in Louisiana writes me, "Good morning, CA. I love your radio show. You're very encouraging, very uplifting, very positive. I guess you're that way most of the time, huh?" Mary in Louisiana, thank you so much. Well, you know, CA is like any other human being. I have my ups and down days, but I remain positive because I have the light of Jesus, and Jesus is in my heart. Okay. She says, will you pray for my health? I am struggling with that the last couple of weeks. Absolutely. You know, there's been a lot of people, Mary, that have been sick, that have not been feeling good. So we want to come together united in prayer and as a body of believers for you. And we're going to know that God's going to touch you, God's going to heal you, and everything's going to be okay. So let's pray right now. Dear Jesus, we pray for Mary in Louisiana. God, I just pray right now for complete healing. She said she's not feeling good. I know flu virus is around, stomach bugs around, COVID's still around, common cold, aches, pains. God, anything she's going through right now, upper respiratory, whatever it may be, we just pray right now that you just protect them and protect Mary and her family. In Jesus' name we pray in 110% total agreement. Amen. Number two, we have an anonymous in South Carolina writes me, good morning, CA, that we are examples of faith for our kids and that we shine our light of Jesus with our love, our lives, and our marriage, protection and provision for my family. Absolutely. Absolutely. We should always be examples for our kids, whether they're babies all the way up to even grown adults. Let that light shine and feed them a little bit like bird seed. Tell them about Jesus. My dad, still to this age, still at his age, at age 80, anonymous in South Carolina, he still, I love it. He talks about the Lord with me all the time. We sit down and I listen. Learn a lot of wisdom from what the Bible tells me. I learn a lot of wisdom what God directs me into. Also, learn a lot of wisdom what my dad has incorporated in me and my mother. And, you know, my dad knows that scripture. And praise God, I'm very blessed. And I don't blame you. Yes, I agree 100%. So let's just pray. Dear Lord, we come together united in prayer. And as a body of believers, we want to pray for the anonymous in South Carolina. You know, they want to be examples of faith for their kids and that their light shine of Jesus and also of their love and their lives and their protection of their marriage. God, I just pray that you be with their family too as well. And we thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prayer number three, we have an anonymous in Missouri. Writes me, good morning, CA. My anxiety and depression have returned and I am tired. I'm sorry, I'm trying not to let it define me and hold me back. Please pray for strength for the evil one to leave me be. Well, you know, I'm really sorry to hear about your anxiety and depression. Let me tell you, if you're going through any kind of anxiety or depression or any kind of mental health issues, please go to your cell phone, dial 988-SIN, 988, then hit that send button that takes you to the National Help Center, and they're there to help you. Of course, I am. I can help you and encourage you and give you direction. A lot of times pastors will pray with you. I will pray with you too as well. And then we try to get you the helps that you need. I will tell you, I'm not a professional, but I can help. I am a servant for Christ and I'm a Christ follower and I'm a believer and I can pray with you all the way. And we're going to do that. And again, 988-SEND on your phone, 988-SEND National Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's always people standing by, professionals that will help you in your situation. Your life's too valuable to be going through anxiety and depression. Another thing I want to remind you too, before we pray for you, is I always want you to remember that you can quote scripture. Satan hates to hear scripture quoted. If you know any kind of scripture, if you don't know a lot of it, just think of one. John 3:16 is an example. Everybody knows that. But there's all kinds of scripture. If you just quote it in your prayer, that Satan, and tell him to skedaddle. See, God gives us the ability to rebuke Satan, and we can rebuke him in Jesus' name, and we're going to do that right now. Here we go. So just always remember that. Dear Jesus, we pray for this anonymous in Missouri. God, I just pray for her anxiety and depression to just evaporate away, that this is the act of Satan just trying to do this to her. And I'm praying that it will not define her, and God, it will not hold her back. Please give, please pray. We're praying for her right now for the strength for the evil one to leave it be. God, I just pray right now. Satan, just skedaddle. Satan, be gone. And the love of Jesus, come in, because I know that you're there. Christ is in her home. And whatever she's going through, may the anxiety be gone. May the stress of everything be gone. The depression, happiness, joy, peace, and love be with her. For we lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jenny in Colorado writes me, and oh, by the way, Jenny, I love Colorado. She's actually in Durango. Writes me, please pray for a safe return for my sister who is in foster care but ran away in protection from my little brother. Absolutely. I am so sorry to hear that. I want you to hang in there and let's pray for you right now. Dear Jesus, we pray for Jenny. God, we pray for a safe return for her sister who's in foster care and ran away. Also, Lord, we want to pray for her little brother. Maybe things that her little brother is going through right now. God, we know that that you've got her. And we know that you're going to help her through all this. And, you know, and a lot of times we don't understand why these things happen. But I know one thing, that we know that you hold the keys. And we know that you hold the keys to the future for them. And God, I just pray for a gentle touch and be with them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How about this song from Big Daddy Weef? Encouraging Wednesdays in Christ. Let's rejoice. It's midweek. Everything's going to be okay. CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show.
Again.
The late, great Kenny Rogers, who found Jesus Christ, true story, in the latter part of his years, probably, well, I'll say latter part, in his late 40s to 50s, and who's gone home to be with the Lord. And I'll tell you what, his music always, I watched his concert a long time ago with my folks when I was younger. He's touched a lot of lives with his music, and that song, Christmas is my favorite time of the year. Mine too, actually. And it's not the presents. It's the fact of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, more than just Christmas, there's times that I reflect back on how God came down as God-man. And they didn't have any room for him in the inn. Instead, he was born in a manger in a little town called Bethlehem. Thank you, Lord, for all you do. This next song I want to play, again, good morning, everybody, from Faith Studio 1 in central downtown Fort Worth, CA at the Rim. Glad to be back when I can. And we got a Bill Gaither and Ben Spear song. Let me give you a little history on Ben Spear. I personally knew Ben Spear, the late Ben Spear, who later on through the years, they were only married short term, but it was before he passed of Alzheimer's, and that was Rebecca Spear, his wife. He was one of the last remaining Spears. If you remember the Spears family, it was Papa Spear, Mama Spear. Those were his brothers and his sisters. And there was a big group of them. They sung at the Baptist church, the non-denominational church. In fact, back in the days in the 70s, I remember the old bus that they had, the old silver bus. Remember one of those? Oh, I'm sorry. Remember those tour buses that are silver and older and stuff? But they did a great job. We're going to play a song right now. And then some more uplifting music for you guys on Uplifting Wednesdays. Beautiful Star of Bethlehem with Bill Gaither and Ben Spear. Listen to the music. And focus on the Lord.
Oh, Jesus is now that star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, you know this, don't you? Sing the chorus. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us thy light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine.
You're doing good, but sing it a little bit louder now. Come on.
Oh, beautiful star.
Amen. What a way to kick off a Wednesday morning. Again, this is CA at the Rim here at beautiful Faith Studio 1, Central Downtown Fort Worth in Fort Worth, Texas. A little cool day right now. It is 40 degrees. Supposed to warm up in the upper 60s today. Going to be another gorgeous day. But we're here to uplift you. We're here to do some text of prayers. And we're going to do four more text of prayers. Then I'm going to play, out of the CA vault, I'm going to play three oldies but goodies on the CA vault that you guys are going to love. So let's go ahead and kick it off right now with our last four. Shirley in Oklahoma writes me, CA, continue marching on for the Lord. I love your heart for Jesus. And me and my husband thank you for everything you do. We have an urgent prayer request. Will you pray that I can get a job that provides me enough income and time to be off with my daughter? Absolutely. Let me tell you something, Shirley in Oklahoma. Thank you for your kindness. God can do the inevitable. He can do anything. He is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the Almighty God, and He has a master plan for you. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He knows the beginning and the end of your life. He knows everything that's going to be ahead of you. He knows everything. And I'm going to tell you, give it to the Lord. We're going to pray as a body of believers and know that there is a job that's going to work good for you. It's going to provide that income and time to be off with your daughter. So, dear Lord, we're going to pray for Shirley right now. God, I just pray that a job comes through with her with enough income and time for her to be with her daughter. Lord, we thank you so much for all you do, and we lift her up in your precious name in 110% total agreement. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Norma in, let's see here, where's Norma at? Norma in Utah, I need prayer for financial freedom. Okay, there's a lot of us that go through financial freedom, but I'm going to tell you something. Again, I use this as a reminder. What did Jesus do with one loaf of bread and two fishes? He fed a multitude. Go to Scripture and it tells you a lot of what Jesus did. You're under a lot of stress. 'Tis the season for that. But I'm going to tell you something. There is financial freedom. And it's the freedom of knowing what God's plan is for you in your life. And it's going to get better. So let's come together, united in prayer, and let's pray for you, Norma. Dear Jesus, we just pray for Norma in Utah. God, I just pray that she just gets this financial freedom that she needs. Lord, you got it in your hands. Be with her, guide her, watch over and protect her in Jesus' name. Amen. Got an anonymous in the great state of Texas. Prayers for C and X, some code names, I guess. Please help them with anxiety and depression. That's right. 'Tis the season for anxiety and depression. Pray for them to form strong friendships with each other and others that are healthy and not toxic. That's right. There are good people out there that can take that situation, anonymous in Texas, and make a healthy relationship and get them away from the toxic situation to get into a non-toxic situation. So we're going to pray for you right now. Dear Jesus, we come together united in prayer. God, we pray for this anonymous prayer request in Texas. We're going to pray for C and X. We want to pray for help for anxiety and depression. We also want to pray for them to find to form strong friendships with each other and others that are healthy and not toxic. Lord, we give it up, and we give it up to you, lift it up in prayer. It's a body of believers, and as radio listeners, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Vicky in California, good morning, CA. Love your radio show. Happy little over, 4 years? Keep marching on for the Lord. Absolutely going to keep doing ministry work, not just in radio, but beyond. I'm just the vessel for Christ. Whatever he wants me to do, I'm going to listen to him. But thank you for your kindness. CA, will you pray for God to provide a new place to live for me and my family? Pray for a safe place where we can rest at night with proper electricity and utilities. Vicky, absolutely. God, again, can do the inedible. And I'm going to tell you something right now. He has you in the palm of his hands. And we're going to pray right now in Jesus' name. Dear Lord, we pray for Vicky. God, I just pray the doors will open up for her to find a nice place to live for her and her family. God, I pray for a safe place where they can get rest and get at night and have the utilities that they need, the utilities to be just where they don't go off or any kind of problem at all. Lord, we just lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, here we go. Three of them, three in a row, back to back. How about one of my favorites from the CA Vault? Back in 1990, In Christ Alone, one of my favorites, Michael English. Good morning.
Beyond. lots of room. A big, big table with lots and lots of food. A big, big yard where we can play football. A big, big house. It's my father's house. A big, big house with lots and lots of room. A big, big table with lots and lots of food. A big, big yard where we can play football. A big, big house. It's my father's house.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you like that songs, three of them, that were on the CA Vault on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. You know, that's what it's about, just encouraging, touching hearts, and let them know that Jesus is, you know, he's alive and well, and he's sitting on up in heaven on the right-hand side of the throne next to our God, Father, Lord, you know. God's three in one, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen. Well, got two more Christmas songs here we're going to play, and then we're going to play a little bit more of this Uplifting Wednesdays, which normally we call Encouraging, well, I call it, I should say, Encouraging Wednesdays, which is normally Encouraging Thursdays, but we're changing our programming at least this week. Okay, so this next song is a Karen Carpenter, The Carpenters, basically. And I love this song, okay? We're just going to flash back way back in the 70s. But I want to note this for a very particular, very special lady that really touches my heart. And I tell you what, as you hear this song and you know who you are out there in Radio Land, just imagine me and you on this sleigh ride together.
Just hear those sleigh bells
in the Rocky, in the Durango, Colorado, or I should say Pedosa Springs. Listen to this song. It brings back happiness and joy. Togetherness.
For a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two.
Thank you.
stirs my faith again. Amen for a brand new chapter. Amen when the hard part ends. Amen, I'm friends with my Savior. Again I say amen. Every day I say amen to all the ways that people are helping people. Making space at the table.
Amen. The talented voice of Taryn Wells. Now, Pastor Taryn Wells, as they get ready to plant that church in Georgetown, Texas, they actually left Lakewood Church, where Pastor Joe Elstein's church was members for a long time. Now, him and his wife and a group of believers are planting a church. It's called the Whitestone Church. You can catch it online. They're getting there slowly but surely. It's going to be fully planted by fall. And he's a great speaker, great preacher. The Lord is just working in his life, and it's amazing just watching the miraculous things that God can do. You know, when you're married, when you're married, or if you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, and two people are in ministry working together, working as one unit, the equally yoked that I have talked about, being equally yoked and everything. It's an importance because he, earthly wise, is leaning on his wife to support him with what God wants him to do, just like the music that Turin Wells sings, It Blesses Life. It doesn't mean he's going to end his music. He'll still do that. Probably not as many shows because he's doing ministry work and working on planting this church in Georgetown, Texas. I encourage you to search it up. It's called the Whitestone Church. Like them on Facebook, will you? And follow their teachings because they're starting to get it rolling, okay? All right, I got two more songs. I've got a song called The Blessing. It's a live version with Carrie Jobe, which I love her singing. She's got a beautiful voice. Cody Carnes and Elevation Worship. Then close out, We Shall Behold Him out of the CA Vault in Oldie But Goodie, Miss Sandy Patty. So here we go on Uplifting, on Encouraging Wednesdays on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. The talented voice of Sandy Patty. Oh, my goodness. she can surely just carry those tunes, can't she? Okay, well, we're getting ready to close out on Encouraging Wednesdays, a special edition that was along with Texas Prayers, eight of them, and some Christmas music and great Christian music. All right, let's close out in the prayer for midweek. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over, guide, and protect us, keep us ever so strong. For we love you, Lord, and we thank you for everything you do. Watch over, guide, and protect us. Let us have a great rest of the week and be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Keep us healthy and strong. Amen. All right, guys, this is CA. I've got to saddle up. I got to leave Faith Studio 1 in central downtown Fort Worth, the iHeartRadio studio. And as I get ready to bundle up and get out of here, y'all have a great day. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.